I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, welcome to I Don't Know with JoJo, with me, JoJo, and also
Kev on stage, his father. We live at the same house. Yeah, I've known JoJo for 12 years. He's great. He's not a mouse. I was running out of things to rhyme with.
Those are all things that are indeed true. And that are real, I guess. Anyway, we're talking about stuff that isn't real. Like mythical animals.
Mythical animals and creatures.
You're in a singing mood, aren't you?
I am.
Okay. because, what was it? The animal episode, I don't remember which one it was. We were talking about mythical animals and how there's just so many and... You know, like Pokemon, that's a whole genre of mythical animals.
Yes.
And like, there's a few Pokemon that just aren't Pokemon, they're just real life things. Like,
really?
Really.
Which ones?
There's an apple, there are bees, there's a skunk, there is...
That are Pokemon?
Yes.
What's the apple's name?
Applemon. I don't know. There's literally a garbage can. You might think I'm joking, but I'm not. Because you can make anything. Yeah. Because you can make anything into
I thought it was like Pikachu, Charmander, Bulbasaur.
Well, father, there's a lot more Pokemon than just.
But I thought most of them were evolutions of those animals.
No.
What's the garbage one called? Oscar the Grouchymon?
Okay, well, I don't know all the names, father. But.
Did you get that joke, though? Oscar the Grouchymon?
No, I don't know who Oscar.
You don't know who Oscar the Grouch is?
No.
You didn't watch Sesame Street.
No, I did not.
I failed you. You know
like
Elmo,
Sesame
though.
Street. Yeah, Elmo. That's it's not really a mythical animal, but you know it's fake.
He's a monster though.
He's a monster. Yeah.
So technically he is a mythical creature.
I guess monsters are also there's a lot of things that fall into the category of like creatures or mythical creatures. Mm-hmm. Like Coco. The spirit animals. Those are just animals, but they look different than that powers.
Yeah.
Except for that flying lion one. That was pretty cool.
It was great.
That movie was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about the movie.
No, we're not. I was thinking of my favorite mythical creature. Before I say that,
okay.
Have you heard of Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Those are mythical.
Yeah, those are. What
you
if
believe
Bigfoot
those are
was real?
Real,
though? Like, what if? And if you believe in that, then... Okay.
Have you seen those granny pictures where people say this is Bigfoot?
Granny?
Granny.
Oh, no.
You haven't seen any? What about the Loch Ness Monster?
I know about that. And aliens? That's not...
Did I tell you about the time I thought I saw a UFO?
Did you really?
Really. I was in church. Well, I walked out of church. It was hot and long. And I was going to the bathroom. And I was just walking around the building because it was cool outside in El Paso, Texas. And I came around the corner.
It was cooler outside in Texas than it was... What?
That's how hot the church was. The Holy Ghost was moving. Yeah, they both sheeted down. And you know, in El Paso, it gets really cool at night. Super hot, super cool at night.
Like a desert.
Like a desert. It's in the desert. Very similar to L.A. And, came around the corner, and above the freeway, I saw, like, a huge, like, spaceship look like literally like the one you see, the saucer.
The saucer.
With like the, you know, like the
mirror thing.
No, not like mirror, the glass. The like bulb top.
I know
like,
what you mean. I don't know what it's called.
So it was just sitting there hovering. It was huge, like so big, and then it just looked like a cloaking device happened, and it just like and then the sky was just black, and I was outside by myself.
So did you actually believe it was the aliens, or did you just think it was something weird with your eyes?
Definitely thought it was aliens, and then I had heard about Area 51. Have you heard about that?
No.
Area 51 is like the place that they say the U.S. government does tests on aliens or has aliens. You have heard of it?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was like, well, Area 51's in New Mexico. That's close to El Paso.
Dun, dun, dun! New movie starring Kev on stage.
And then I just was like, nobody believed me. And then I was just like, okay, bye. And that was it.
I mean, maybe there are aliens and we just haven't seen them before. You know, who knows? Except for the people that do know.
It's possible.
It is possible, you know?
Do you believe in aliens?
I don't believe in ghost zombies. Is another thing. Ghost zombies. What's? I forgot. But anyway, there's a lot of like you can make TV shows out of those, like zombie apocalypse movies. Yep. Pokemon, obviously, and Digimon. Have you heard of that?
Mm-hmm. Digimon monsters. Digimons are the champions. Okay. You don't remember you actually sing that?
No, I do.
Okay.
I don't know if you just actually knew that or you just heard it somewhere.
Remember Beyblades?
Beyblade?
Yeah, actually it might have been before you time.
No, I know what it is.
Yeah, but I guess it didn't have nothing to do with mythical creatures.
No. Yu-Gi-Oh, though. I was thinking about Yu-Gi-Oh, I don't know when, but Yu-Gi-Oh has a lot of cool monsters. Mm. They come out of cards, which is a weird concept, but also Pokemon come out of the Pokeballs, so I mean, that's also a weird concept.
Mm-hmm. What are your top five Pokemon favorites?
Top five Pokemon favorites?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of, like, evolutions. Like, there's Mega Evolution, Gigamax, Dynamax.
What do these words mean? Are these names of Pokemon or are they evolutions?
No, they're evolutions. Like
so any
Gigamax,
Pokemon can get to Gigamax?
Yeah, Gigamax, Dynamax, they just make the Pokemon bigger and do more damage and have more health. Mega Evolution, I don't think they get bigger, but you know what shinies are?
Mm-mm.
Okay. They're Pokemon. I think they're the same, but I think they might be stronger. But they, you know, Charizard is red.
Yes.
Okay.
I do know that. And Charizard and Charmander, Bulbasaur, I think are the only. Squirtle. Squirtle,
Pikachu.
I remember. Pikachu for sure. Pikachu is an evolution though, right?
No.
It's the first.
Oh wait, no, Pichu. Pichu is the pre-evolution.
So Pikachu is where in the evolution process?
Second, it's Pichu. Pikachu and then Raichu, I believe. So there's a lot of Pokemon. There's a lot of Yu-Gi-Oh. There's a lot of, you know, just fake animals.
Are you into Greek mythology? Have you ever read any of that?
Well, it doesn't. No.
So have you heard of like Pegasus?
Oh yeah.
Pegasus, Medusa.
Medusa.
Minotaurs. Centaurs.
Centaurs, yeah.
I feel like centaurs are cool. I would like to be a centaur.
Some monsters or creatures, they look so cool because
centaur is up there on the cool
They
factor.
Look cool. And Medusa can turn you into stone. It's scary, but it's a cool concept.
It is great.
But also, like, if you could turn to someone to stone and, like, only if they looked at you, there's a lot of... You don't only have to make them into stone.
What do you mean?
Like, doesn't making them into stone kill them unless there's like a serum in?
No, for sure kills them.
Yeah, there's a lot of other ways to,
I think that's her whole thing, though, killing people.
I know, but just turning people into stone?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Okay.
I was so into Greek mythology as a kid.
I mean, it is cool. Like, there was Percy Jackson.
Yes.
I watched the movie. movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, movie. It was so good.
Lightning Thief.
Like I was like, yeah, this is a good movie. And it had like the gods and demigods. And, like, they were huge for some reason. I don't remember. I thought they were like gods or human size, just bigger.
No, they're bigger. Well, I think it depends. I think on a lot of those, they're bigger.
I know Titans are bigger.
Titans? Oh, man, I was so into that
stuff. I don't know what they look like. I've read a
they're
book
like
about
big,
them.
Big as mountains and stuff. You didn't give me your 5 Pokemon. We got distracted.
Oh, yeah, 5 Pokemon. Probably the Mega Evolution ones, because they look the coolest. Shinies. So, Mega Evolution Shinies. Mew. Mewtwo.
I do remember that one.
I mean, you got to put them up there. They're good.
Do you like ice cream?
What?
Do you like ice cream?
Yeah.
Mewtwo.
I was so confused. I was like, that's not... I get... Is that a Pokemon? What?
Sorry. I couldn't resist.
You couldn't?
I couldn't resist.
Okay. I like Pikachu. I think too many people like him, though. I think he's kind of overrated, just because... What if Ash picked... what was it? Charizard. Like, people like Charizard. I know he's really good. But, like, what if Ash picked Charizard and there was never a Pikachu? Then people probably wouldn't like Pikachu.
Yeah. You're
and that's just my thing with it. I do like Incineroar. I think the cat version of him, like, his first evolution, or I guess not an evolution, his first, like, stage, I think it looks really cute. And then he comes into a monster and it's kind of like... Ah, but he does seem really strong. I like him. Yeah. Blaziken. I like fire type Pokemon. I think I'm seeing the theme there. There's another fire type I like a lot. I forgot, but yeah, those are probably my top 5.
Okay. Want to take a quick break from our show and tell you about our sponsor for today's episode, ShipStation. So you start your own online store. You're doing what you love, selling products people want, and orders are coming in fast. Now the hard part, shipping those products out. Luckily, ShipStation makes it easy. With ShipStation, it's simple to import, manage, and ship your orders out fast and for a lot less money. ShipStation completely saved our lives. When we opened our store, we didn't know what we were doing. We had orders all over the place. We had stuff all over the place. It wasn't streamlined, none of that stuff. ShipStation came in, helped us get organized, get those products out, and now we're selling more products than ever because we got our stuff organized and together. No matter where you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation funnels all your orders into one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your cell phone. You'll even get access to amazing discounts with major carriers like USPS, UPS, FedEx, and the like. Easily compare carriers and choose the best solution every time. With ShipStation, small businesses can now access the same rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies without the contracts or commitments. Ship more in less time. Just use our offer code JOJO to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free, no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in JOJO. That's ShipStation.com, enter offer code JOJO. Make ship happen.
Yours?
The ones I remember. Charmander, Charizard, Pikachu.
Wait, you like Charmander?
Bulba. Mm-hmm. Bulbasaur.
Okay. So like
and then Squirtle has the one with the, has the sunglasses on.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I love.
You don't like the evolutions of them because the evolutions like Venusaur.
Nah, because he don't say Bulba. Sor. That's also one of the few episodes that I saw, and I was like, oh.
Why do Pokemon only say their name?
I know.
And there was one movie where Pikachu could talk.
Mm-hmm.
That was
Detective Pikachu.
Well, there was another one, but Detective. I like that movie. Did people not like that?
I think people were like, that was when we were talking, right?
Detective Pikachu? Yeah.
I think people were just like, they just thought that was weird.
I don't know. I liked it. It looked cool to me.
Yeah.
But also, I don't see graphics, like, details as much. Like, graphics, they don't bother me too much.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're, like, horrific.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. It didn't look too bad to me.
Okay.
Oh, Lucario. I forgot about Lucario.
A friend of mine named his son Lucario.
Did you really?
Really? Middle? No, first name Lucario.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a Pokemon, right?
Nah, it's a human. Yeah, he's really cool. I like him. Oh, there's also a mime as a Pokemon. He makes, like, jokes.
A mime, like...
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Really? Oh, I thought they were all animals.
What?
I thought the Pokemon were all, like, based off animals. No. Like, they could look like animals.
What would Charmander or Charizard be?
Like, is that the fire horse thing?
The fire horse?
Yeah, am I tripping?
The one with wings?
Or Charmander looked like a dinosaur? Wait, maybe I'm tripping. Hold on. This has fire on the tail, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that don't look like a dinosaur to you?
I know, but not a fire horse.
What am I thinking of?
I don't know. Well, while he's looking at that up, comedy show.
Rapidash is what I was thinking of.
Fire horse Pokemon. So you knew what it was, but you didn't know the name of it.
That is one of the coolest looking Pokemon, though.
That Rapidash. That is pretty cool, but you can't ride it because I mean, fire. But comedy show.
Comedy show this week. Friday. Buy your tickets.
Use
the promo code.
Promo code Joe. Promo code.
You will get $3 off.
With the promo code Jojo.
Oh, actually, I've seen way more Pokemon than I realized.
Yeah.
I've seen Blastoise. I've seen
Blastoise.
Cubone. He has that little.
Oh, the one with the skull. It's pretty cool, I guess.
Bulbasaur. We said that. Charizard. Oh, it looks more like a dragon than a horse. Mewtwo is a villain?
Well, it's a man-made Pokemon.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Which is kind of weird to think about.
I knew that one.
Oh, yeah, from Team Rocket?
Mm-hmm. Eevee, seen that one before. That's it. This isn't the whole thing, but the further they go, the more I don't know them. So here's the last one I want to do. I want to talk about ranking all the mythical creatures.
Oh, okay.
If I had to rank mine. Okay. Think of Pegasus. These are my top 10, and I'll narrow them down to 5. Pegasus is up there. Flying horse, V-cool.
V-cool. Very
cool.
Minotaur,
for sure.
Oh, you know Granby Falls?
Yes.
Have you watched it?
I watched some episodes with you guys.
It's good. Mm-hmm. I like it. There was a lot of...
What made you think of that?
The Minotaur.
Oh.
There's...
Or Centaur. Which one is the man is at the top?
Minotaur.
And what's the Centaur then?
Aren't they the same?
Half man, half horse. Minotaur is what? Centaur is what I was thinking of when I said Minotaur. Oh, Minotaur is half man, half bull. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man, there's so many.
There's a lot.
Okay, I was definitely thinking of the Centaur then. So, Medusa was great. Hydras. Yeah. Dragons are probably my favorite.
I mean, they're how do you not like dragons?
I love dragons.
Dragons are really cool. Great fire.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Phoenixes.
Phoenix is great.
That's Charizard and Phoenix for some reason just are the same to me.
Yeah, big fan of Phoenixes. They just there's an X-Men on the animated series of X-Men. There's the Phoenix Saga, Dark Phoenix Saga, when Jean Grey turns into the Phoenix. It was the best. They were like, we're gonna have to kill her, and she like was about to destroy Earth. It was great.
There's a lot of villains that only destroy Earth, which is kind of weird to me because they live on Earth. So if you destroy Earth, and if you don't like Earth so much, then you're going to, why don't you just leave?
Where are they going to go?
Well, I mean, obviously, if they're going to destroy Earth, they're going to have to go somewhere.
Usually the people who want to destroy Earth have another place to go.
I know, but then if there's people trying to stop you and you have a chance of losing, why not just... Leave.
Most villains want to take over the world, not destroy it.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of villains that want to destroy it, though.
But which villain wants to destroy the world that doesn't have another place that they can go? Because Thanos wanted to destroy half
the universe, but he had another planet he could go to.
Yeah. Is that all you could think of?
Yes.
I mean, you ran up quick. Yeah,
I was literally thinking of like
Hulk.
Apocalypse.
Is Hulk creature? No, he's just half.
No, I mean,
he's cool.
Have
I
to
like
consider a mutant a mythical creature.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That you talk about that was my favorite cartoon.
I liked it.
That the most recent movie was good.
They had another movie.
No, I mean the one that we saw, the most recent one. It wasn't like
It didn't come out. Yeah.
Recently, but it was.
But keep going.
There's a show. I don't think you've seen this. There's a show called Gargoyles. Have you seen that?
No, I know what gargoyles are.
But okay, so there was a cartoon called Gargoyles that I super liked. Goliath, I believe his name was Goliath. He was like the leader.
I also want to tell you about StoryWorth. It's an online service that helps your dad, grandfather, father-in-law, and every father figure in life share stories through thought-provoking questions about their memories and personal thoughts. It's a fun new way to engage with them, especially if you can't be together in person. Every week, StoryWorth emails your dad a different story prompt, questions you never thought to ask, like, what's your favorite story about your father? And what things are proudest in your life? Listen, I've been doing this with my dad, you know, because they had a life before us. My dad was, you know, 25 before he met my mom. Man, what was you doing, man? How was your world? What was it like growing up in your life? It's helped foster a greater relationship that we didn't have as much when I was younger because he was just my dad and I was just his son. StoryWorth has helped numerous families learn about each other in profound and special ways, and their testimonials will practically move you to tears. In fact, StoryWorth has already created a powerful experience for me because me and my dad, we just had a great one. He was telling me about when he first moved to Atlanta, Georgia, from Columbus, Georgia. And he was like, how different it was and all that stuff. And then from a little country town and then moving to the big city and how that shaped his life. And after 1 year, StoryWorth will compile all your dad's stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that's shipped for free. I mean, talk about an interesting and valuable Father's Day gift, okay? I love it for my dad, you know, and hopefully my sons will do it for me one day. Give your dad the most meaningful Father's Day gift with StoryWorth. Get started right away with no shipping required by going to StoryWorth.com/JoJo. You'll get $10 off your first purchase. That's StoryWorth.com/JoJo for $10 off. And now back to the show.
It was just great. I was into all this stuff so much when I was your age. What was the other one?
Can you describe it? Okay, I guess that's a no.
Do you consider like hoop superheroes and super like those things? Are those considered mythical creatures to you? Or that is that fall into like the comic book character world, which is like different?
I don't know, because I was considering like Hulk, because I mean Hulk is just a completely new idea.
Mm-hmm.
That on its own would be a mythical creature, beast, mm-hmm. whatever. But he's also half human, so it's also like, I mean, there's manatars that are also half human.
Right.
So do we count that? Do we just not count manatars?
I guess we could consider anything that's not human.
Just not real?
If it's not like a, you know, like a human being.
But I mean, then just Marvel and DC would just, you know.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. You open up a can of worms.
I think not Marvel or DC.
Okay. Okay, so if that's the case. Dragons are probably number one.
Dragons.
Pegasus.
Godzilla.
It's a whole new world. Godzilla is probably number... I actually prefer King Kong to Godzilla.
King Kong.
I feel like I... remember the Skull Island movie?
Yeah, I really liked... That was a good movie.
That was a
good... Mothras.
I really enjoyed it.
They added a lot of... I don't want to say well-known, but known monsters.
Yeah. Godzilla, King of what about monsters. That movie, Pacific Rim? Would you consider those monsters?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
What about Avatar monsters or planets?
The Avatar? People,
have you seen the movie Avatar?
The Last Airbender?
No. The movie where there were blue people?
Oh, that Avatar. Yeah.
You saw it?
I've seen a little bit of the movie. I know the monsters, though.
I think, those are considered blue people, but really the humans were the monsters in that movie. That was the moral of the story.
All along.
So, top five for Kevin. Dragons.
Dragons.
Pegasus. Phoenix. King Kong.
King Kong.
And a centaur.
Centaur? Okay, my top five would probably... I don't know if this probably won't be in order, but Godzilla. I really like Godzilla. King Kong. I really like King Kong. The dragons are cool. I do like them, but, I mean, you can't put dragons and Phoenix. They're kind of the same thing. I mean, you can.
I just did it.
You can, but, I mean, they're kind of the same to
me. Yeah, they are.
Phoenixes are just cooler because they're more fire.
Yeah.
So, you're good in my book. Loch Ness Monster. I like that. Like, it swims under... Megalodons?
That was a real dinosaur, though, wasn't it?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So, that's not mythical, then.
Wait, were they?
I think they Megalodon were, like... for sure was a real... I just saw... not a video, but I saw, like, a graph that was showing you how big they were.
They're, like, 10 times the size of great white sharks.
Yeah, it was real.
They are?
Megalodon, meaning big tooth, is an extinct species of shark that lived approximately 23 to 3.6 million years ago.
Oh, I didn't know they were real.
Yeah. I think that movie might have made you think that it wasn't real.
Yeah, definitely. Jaws.
Jaws. You haven't seen that, have you?
No, I watch Alex Myers.
What's that? Oh, that, yeah. The YouTube creator.
Yeah.
What, did you say that movie was not good?
No, he just makes reviews on movies. I don't think he did Jaws. I think it was another YouTuber, though. But anyway, I didn't know Megalodon was a real thing, so yeah. I guess I'll have to take that off my list. Probably some of the Digimon fusions. They look pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know any of the names. I know they look cool. I don't remember because I didn't watch it too thoroughly. What was that? King Kong. I think that was four? Phoenix? Yeah.
Yep.
My last one. I think zombies are cool. I don't know. I really think zombie apocalypse?
You'd be into that?
Yeah.
You'd be scared though. They'd be like...
Okay, I'm not really scared of zombies. Because aren't they super slow?
They are usually, but in this movie called World War Z, with Brad Pitt, they're fast.
So usually, that would scare me. Fast
these
zombies.
Doggone, let me show you. Let me show you how fast these zombies are in World War Z. Because it was like, it ain't The Walking Dead.
Oh my gosh, video game monsters. That's a whole nother thing too.
Yeah, look at this. Zombies climbing the wall in World War Z.
So much noise.
Zombies always are.
Aren't zombies like attracted to noise and lights and stuff?
Yep.
So then why would they? I'm confused with no context.
Yeah. If you've seen, you haven't seen the show Game of Thrones, but they have these things called White Walkers.
You talk about it a lot.
I do. White Walkers, I'm taking something out of my thing and putting it White Walkers in.
I don't know. Are they dragons? Or are
they? They are like ice, like dead ice men.
Like zombies?
They're kind of like zombies, but they're more like controlled. Oh. They are not like, you know, zombies are just like, they have no brain function. Yeah. These ones are smart.
Oh.
They ride dead ice horses. They have ice spears.
I was just about to say, they probably have ice spears.
They are top five. So dragons number one, White Walker number two. They went out like a sucker, but it was still cool. Oh yeah. Cool.
Am I allowed to watch Game of Thrones?
No, you're not.
Okay, then.
You are not. There's a lot of stuff that you're not ready for.
Okay. There's a lot of cool monsters. I think people could add like a whole just world of monsters. That would be a really cool like video game, movie, book, you know, whatever TV show. I think how Godzilla did it, yeah, or the Godzilla movie, how they added a lot of monsters that were known. I think that was a really cool concept.
Yeah.
And I really like that movie. So if you're a movie director, which you're probably not, but if you are, make another one. Yes, please, for me, JoJo. I think that's it.
That's it. Thank you for watching.
Thank you for watching. I don't know, it's JoJo. I am JoJo, in case you couldn't tell. And if you didn't know, then how are you still here? Goodbye.
See you next week. Use the promo code JoJo so we can give JoJo money in his bank account and he can buy chicken sandwiches.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.